desert cliff and mountaintop we trace the wide design. Strike, slip, fault, and overthrust, and sin and anticline. We gaze upon creation where erosion makes it known. Count the countless eons in the banding of the stone. Odd long vanished creatures and their tracks and shells are found, where truth has left its sketches on the slate below the ground. The patient stone can speak of way, but listen when it talks. Humans wrote the book of earth, time wrote the rocks. There are those who name the stars, who watch the sky by night, seeking out the darkest place to better see the light. Long ago, when isolation broke his weary will, Galileo recanted, but the earth is moving still. High above the mountaintops where only distance bars, the truth has left its footprints in the dust between the stars. We may watch and study, or may shudder and deny. Humans wrote the book of night, fire wrote the sky. By stem and root and branch we trace, by feather, fang, and fur, how the living things that are descend from things that were. The moss, the kelp, the zebra fish, the very mice and flies. Tiny, humble, wordless things, how shall they tell us lies? We are kin to beasts, no other answer can we bring. The truth has left its fingerprints on every living thing. Winnowed by an aimless game of birth and blood and strife, humans wrote the book of names, death wrote life. And we who listen to the stars, or walk the dusty grade, will break the very atoms down to see how they are made. Or study cells or living things, seek truth with open hand. The profoundest act of worship is to try to understand. Deep in flower and in flesh, in star and soil and seed, the truth has left its living word for anyone to read. So turn and look where best you think the story is unfurled. Humans write the book of truth. It's the world.